One of the most polarizing things you can call someone with a disability is inspirational. People either love it or hate it. My name is Nate. I'm a wheelchair user, and I call my podcast, We're the Inspiration, featuring real stories about people with disabilities and of some of the people closest to them. These stories are not designed to inspire, just to entertain. This episode came together really quickly as I saw a post in a Facebook group of someone promoting their own podcast, and it sounded like we have the same goals. Tarek Murad, thank you for being the inspiration for this episode.
Thank you for having me.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm really unexpected to be here today. It was a last minute interview.
Like I said, you know, it came together really quickly. I saw your message on the Facebook post yesterday and I sent you a message. You're like, great, let's do it. And here we are doing it the next day. So we don't know a great deal about each other yet, but that'll come with time. But you know, one of the things I do know about you so far, you've got cerebral palsy, and that is a disability that I'm somewhat familiar with. But I always like to ask the people that have it, did the mobility issues that came with having that, did they hit you all at once or was it gradual for you?
To make this easier, I'm going to tell you the full story.
Sure.
I fell over when I was 5. Then the muscles got weak and I couldn't walk again, because it was on hard floor and it damaged my muscles and I couldn't walk again. After that, it was a sad thing. So I came to UK and started to have a better life here.
You were born in Beirut, right?
I was born in Beirut, yeah.
Yeah.
Beirut has lovely food, I have to admit.
What are some of the differences between living there and living where you do now as far as having the disability?
My disability, when I was in Beirut, I got mistreated. I got spat out. I wasn't allowed in school there. But here in UK has open doors. You know, I'm allowed in school and I didn't expect to have a big project like this. So how my project actually started? My friend invited me to an organization called Heston Westwick Local, which is basically in my area. And I went to a fashion show. He tricked me by saying he's doing something in that fashion show, when actually he was sitting right next to me. The reason why I have the best life in UK is because that thing changed me. The organization, I met the manager, and I told them, I have a dream to set up a podcast. So I did it with this organization. So the guy gave me the book and I rang the guy and I said, are you Taz, who is my manager? He said, yes. I told him what my passions are. For example, podcasting. He said, I can help you set up a project. Obviously, Big Local Life Coach Community Podcast. So I went with it. And basically how this project started, I had, you know, deep depression. I wasn't allowed to go out or anything. So what I decided to do is set up a project called Big Local Life Coach Community Podcast, where people can come and talk. Yeah, and it just became big now. Like, obviously, I'm sitting here in my flat. As you can tell, I can't go out anywhere. And all I have is annoying carers that come and, you know, put my food sometimes. I started this podcast because I was in lockdown and I wanted to inspire other people to get their voices heard. You're not in UK, are you?
No, I'm in the United States.
Oh, United States. But in UK, I'm the hero of Hounslow Borough. So I'm the hero of all this, my area. I got an award for that. I've been on BBC Radio London. I've won a few awards. And now, soon, hopefully, I'm going to meet the Queen.
You know, I can't speak for international podcasts, I suppose. There are not that many people doing disability-related podcasts in my area. And not that yours is all disability-related. We talked about that before we started recording. But like, I got to imagine in some place like the UK, it's even more rare.
Oh, they do like disability people in UK. But most people think that disability people, they get jealous. You know what I mean? some people get jealous in the UK that, oh, disabilities can't do things when they can do things.
I think that's kind of a universal thing where, like, people without disabilities will make assumptions about people who have them, where either they think, okay, these are people who can't really do much of anything, or if they find out, hey, these people can do some of these things, they're completely amazed by it. It's either one extreme or another, I think.
Like people don't know how amazing disability is because they get jealous.
I don't know if jealousy is the right word, but I see what you're saying.
Well, in the UK, they do quite a lot. I don't know why. Disability does not stop you from doing anything you want. For example, I'm almost going to New York Fashion Week this September. I'm not going to be there because it's really hard for me to travel, but I'm going to do something on screen, hopefully.
Remotely.
Yeah, I might not do it, but I just want to share this experience because I want to tell people that disability, they're not useless people. They are great people.
Well, on a podcast like this, you're not going to hear people say that people with disabilities are useless. I'm not going to allow things like that.
No, but I'm telling you, the experience, what some people think in the UK. Most people in the UK respect people. Like, I have carers that dance around here, for example. One of my favorite carers that he starts dancing because they're in a happy mood and they like people with disabilities.
And when you say that, because we didn't mention this yet, you were telling me off the air that you live in what Americans would call assisted living.
Yeah, I do live in supported living. It's a nice place.
How long have you been living that way?
I think it's 2 years now, 3 years, something like that.
So a little longer than the pandemic?
Yeah. Something like something, you know, I'm not very good at math. I'm totally bad at math. So I know this is my interview, but why have you personally started, the show yourself?
What have I done?
Why have you personally started?
Why did I do it? Well, I have the radio experience for one. 15 years of radio, and then that got halted by the pandemic. I wanted to do something with my time, just like you did. I thought a podcast would be perfect because if I started one that was more disability-centric than most others that I knew were out there, I knew of some people that I could talk to about various aspects of their own lives that people wouldn't know about. My podcast started out as sort of a way of telling people, hey, we don't want to be called inspirational, just for going out by ourselves or whatever. But the more I do this show, the more I realize, hey, there are people that really take being called things like that seriously and they enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I thought that would make for an interesting podcast. And it's branched out now to people like you who I don't really know yet, but hopefully that'll come with time.
Well, that's basically me. I was born with cerebral palsy. I should really explain more about the activities. So the activities I do is not only podcasting. I did a botcher event. So the game where you throw the white ball, you have to get another ball and throw it close to the white ball. You see what I mean? So that's an event that I held. Actually, I held it a week ago, 2 weeks ago, so it wasn't that long. Going to that event, I wanted to show disabilities can do things, not can't do things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you have different ways of showing that you're not helpless, let's say, like some people would imagine.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put words in your mouth. That's what I'm assuming you meant.
Yeah. And when I say to people, like, here's the message that I want to leave today.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to set up your own podcast or whatever it is, project, never give up on your dreams. Carry on setting up a project. But even if you want to do something little, do it. Look where I am now standing. I'm going to probably join New York Fashion Week. go to Hollywood in the future. You never know where I'll be standing.
I could make a joke right now about the fact that neither one of us are standing, but...
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You give up on your dreams.
Yeah, of course. Now, we mentioned before that you do have your own podcast.
I do.
And it's not just about disability, as you were saying before.
Yeah. The main purpose is hearing inspiring stories from other people. Maybe they did something great in the community, like cleanup day, for example. Have you ever helped someone go clean up the streets or clean up something or done some cooking club for the community? Like something inspiring people have done.
Usually when people are cleaning up the streets in America, it's because they're being forced to, but.
Oh, is that America? I tell you what I like about America, In-N-Out Burgers. Who does not like In-N-Out Burgers?
I've never had an In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, come on.
It's in areas that I don't live in, so we don't have them here.
Really?
Yeah, it's regional. It's not national.
I always tell people, I can give you one tip. If you want to set up your own podcast, the first thing you have to do is research the right source to use.
Well, yeah, you can do whatever you want, but you have to know how to begin.
Yeah, a project does not start like that. People think that a project starts like this.
That's an impressive snap you got there, pal.
I know, I do have the snap. All the training. People think that a project starts straight away, but it doesn't start straight away. You need equipment, you need time, you need commitment to do it every week. And doing the podcast, I've actually committed myself to do it every week. I always ask myself, am I committed to do this podcast project when I first started? And that's what people should ask themselves.
About anything.
Yeah, not only project, but anything. I'll tell you what, this is a brief, but next time I'll be happy to share some videos with you about what I'm talking about, things I've done in the community to explain more what I'm talking about. My podcast is about inspiring stories, making people confident to make a change. So when I do my podcast, I don't just leave people behind. I invite them to become co-hosts.
Well, what we can do is, you know, I have a Facebook page for my podcast, right? So if you want to send me one of those videos, once I post this, I'll also post that video.
I'll send you it as soon as possible.
Okay.
And also, one of my highlights is when I became the hero of Hounslow. I know you're not in the area. Because I get to meet people around the borough. I don't want to obviously talk a lot because I want to give people the opportunity to discover what I'm actually talking about. You know what I mean? Because it's not about me talking. It's about the people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To do something great in the community. That's what I want them to do. Like when I say set up a project, never give up on your dream. Do it like this. How long did it take you to set up this podcast?
Well, setting it up was the harder part for me because, you know, I had a concept, but originally I was going to have a co-host and he fell ill right before I was going to start. So I had to do it on my own. And then, you know, I kind of had to change it for that purpose. And, you know, so it probably took me from when I intended to start, I think it took me maybe a month to get it off the ground.
Yeah, this is what I want to leave people today. If you want to set up a project, just do it. Because if you don't do it, I think you will regret it because you won't reach your dream. Yeah, I'm the hero of Hounslow. Yeah, I have a big project. But how long did that take me? It took me 2 years, 3 years to do this project. Even if it's a little project, do it. Like I said, people in my community, stay positive. And this is the message I'm going to leave today.
All right, Tarek. Well, once again, thank you for being the inspiration for this episode. I want to thank everybody else for listening. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join our Discord server, subscribe to our YouTube and TikTok channels. Until next time, this is Nate Lurie saying you don't always have to do a lot to inspire others.